This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Two women were pulled from the rubble in southern Turkey, and a mother and two children were rescued from the city of Antakya on Wednesday as a rescue effort shifted to getting relief to survivors 9 days after a deadly earthquake. The combined death toll in Turkey and Syria has climbed to more than 41,000, and millions are in need of humanitarian aid, with many survivors having been left homeless in near-freezing winter temperatures. Rescues are now few and far between. Police in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas say one person was killed and three other people wounded in a shooting at a shopping mall in the city of El Paso. A police spokesman says two people have been taken into custody in connection with Wednesday's incident. An El Paso hospital says two of the wounded are in critical condition. Wednesday's shooting happened in a busy shopping area across from a Walmart, where 23 people were killed in a racist attack in 2019. The attack happened just 2 nights after three students were killed and five more wounded on the campus of Michigan State University. The suspected gunman in that attack later killed himself as he was confronted by police. The Congressional Budget Office sees stagnation ahead for the U.S. economy. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The CBO's 10-year budget and economic outlook outlines stark expectations for the decade ahead, and it starts this year. The combination of high interest rates and still high, if easing, inflation will continue to affect U.S. households and businesses. And it projects the unemployment rate, which fell to 3.4% in January, will jump back up to 5.1%. Those expectations are paired with a 10-year projection that publicly held U.S. debt will nearly double by 2033. To $46.4 trillion. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. U.S. authorities are investigating what caused a Black Hawk helicopter from the Tennessee National Guard to crash Wednesday in the neighboring state of Alabama, killing two crew members. The moments before the crash were captured on a home security camera. The head of the Tennessee National Guard said in a statement the crew was on a flight training mission when the helicopter crashed and caught fire. Officials in the Madison County, Alabama Sheriff's Office said no one on the ground was injured in the crash. Extra military surveillance aircraft and ships have been sent to Australia's northern waters to boost border protection efforts. The move comes amid warnings from the conservative opposition that government changes this week to refugee visas could see a resumption in people smuggling activities. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
Since 2013, the Australian Navy has been towing or turning away migrant boats trying to reach Australian waters under the government's Operation Sovereign Borders. The military component of the effort is called Operation Resolute. The new deployment of additional patrol ships and surveillance aircraft comes as the left of center government this week gave about 19,000 refugees on temporary visas the right to stay permanently under new rules. To qualify, migrants must have arrived in Australia before the start of Operation Sovereign Borders. Defense chiefs have confirmed that the military is offering so-called surge support to efforts to deter boats trying to reach Australia's northern territorial waters. Opposition lawmakers said the new visa changes would encourage more asylum seekers to try to reach Australia by sea and would enliven opportunities for people smugglers. Australia had paid two Pacific countries to detain asylum seekers and refugees who attempt to reach Australia by boat. The agreement with Papua New Guinea ended in 2021, but 60 migrants are still in community detention on the tiny island of Nauru. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And recovery efforts continue in New Zealand Thursday after a cyclone caused havoc across the North Island, leaving at least five people dead, displacing 9,000 and causing significant damage. The cyclone, which reached New Zealand on Sunday before making its way down the east coast of the North Island, cut off entire towns, washed away farms and bridges, and inundated homes, stranding people on rooftops. I'm Richard Green reporting for